Hello, everyone. Let me start by apologizing for the slight cold I have. That's the only thing that's happening to me these days.
Mr. President.
Right down here?
Yes, sir. Down the ramp. And we have people lined up on the left over here. Some union leaders and workers.
Hey, guys and ladies.
Your mark is going to be the blue one to the left.
How y'all doing?
You've got a blue mark, and that's okay.
I'll stay in my blue mark, and then I'm going to say load each one of you.
Yes, sir. I'll help you get started.
It is March 30th, 2023. Welcome to The Daily Rob. You can find Rob all across the internet. Check all my links. It has all of his socials. And without further ado, the man, the myth, the legend, and culture's hero, the one and only Rob Smith.
Hello, Stu. Hello, world out there in Rob is Right land. I identify as bad and ass because I'm a badass. Right, Stu?
That is 100% correct.
All right, Stu. Sadly, yesterday we talked about the shooting in Nashville. The trans activist community had planned to have a day of vengeance. Now, what does that sound like? Vengeance. Rallies across the country, even after the Nashville. Okay. They're entitled to free speech, not very sensitive, but they're entitled to free speech. But so they're going to rally in front of the Supreme Court, and on their posters, they say, stop trans genocide. These people are unhinged. Hyperbolic nature of the things they say proves they're unhinged. There have been real genocides within the last 100 years. Not liking you because you're delusional is not genocide. You know, there are a lot of people who don't like me because I'm kind of an asshole. Okay, it doesn't bother me. You don't have to like me. Even hot girls who I think should like me, they don't like me, they don't like me. You know, I'm not going to protest in front of the Supreme Court. You don't like me. That these people have a dysphoria. They have a mental disease to begin with, and when you shoot them up with a bunch of testosterone and other drugs that the body was not meant to have because those are things reserved for the other gender, you get fucking craziness. Marjorie Taylor Greene stated that these rallies, especially the one in the Supreme Court, were sponsored by Antifa, and Twitter shut her account down for 7 days for that. For telling the world about the violence that is going to occur and being truthful. Elon, you better get on that. The jury, grand jury there in New York, Fat Alvin's grand jury, is on leave for a month. They're on vacation. So we're not going to have any closure on that. But I think that gives the other side, the forces of good, a chance to get him in front of Congress and question him, and also to expose how crooked that office is. Janet Yellen is an idiot. We've been over that. You know, if you read my columns on Real Clear Markets, you know, you'll see why. But this is what the left does, the Biden administration appointees do. When Congress asks them a question about some outrageous weaponization of government, they go, I don't know anything about that. So she was asked about Matt Taibbi, who, if you don't know, he was the reporter who put out a lot of the Twitter files showing how Twitter conspired with the government to commit unlawful acts and to hurt people, to damage them, and to squelch their speech. Well, the IRS showed up at his house the day he was to testify in front of Congress. And of course, her response is, oh, I didn't know that. How can you not know that? I mean, their lying is so transparent. Bolsonaro is on his way back to Brazil. By the time this podcast of ours is up at 6 a.m. in the morning, he would have landed in Brazil. They're expecting a big crowd. Other crazy folks out there on this trans terrorism world. There's this lady, Jocelyn Berry. She was Katie Holmes' press secretary. And there's a meme of her where she's holding two pistols. And she says, us, when we see transphobes. Again, transphobe is somebody who doesn't like trans people or thinks they're delusional. You have the absolute right to think that, and it's accurate, but she wants to murder you, okay? She stepped down from her job today under public pressure. Hanoi Jane Fonda, who was pictured on a North Vietnamese anti-aircraft gun while my brother was a United States Marine fighting in Vietnam, she was on the, what do you call that show, The View, with that woman with the horrible Brooklyn voice, Joy Behar, 2 weeks ago or so. And, you know, she's all for killing children in the womb. She was asked about what do we do about these pro-life Christians? And she said, murder them. Jane Fonda. Think that's a joke? She was asked again, and she said, murder them.
We're not going back. I don't care what the laws are. We're not going back.
I think the women will rise up.
That's the activist.
That's Jane
speaking. Yeah. And she probably will get a Nobel Prize.
But it's the truth.
Very soon.
It is the truth. But we're not going to do it.
Besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miraculous. What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. Wait a second. She's just kidding.
Don't say that. That's
you don't know. They'll pick up on that and just run with it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
She's just kidding.
Well, let me talk to you about. Let's move on and talk about Jane's activism, which is legendary.
Okay. What happened in Nashville the other day? Joe Biden's talking about weapons. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
These are weapons of war. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I have 2 shotguns. My sons have shotguns. You know, but our states, you know, everybody thinks somehow the Second Amendment is absolute. You're not allowed to go out and own an automatic weapon. You're not allowed to own a machine gun. You're not allowed to own a flamethrower. You're not allowed to own so many other things. Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war on our streets and at our schools? According to law enforcement, the shooter, this horror, had 2 assault weapons and a pistol. And what in God's name are we doing?
He said nobody has the right to own an automatic weapon, machine gun. Actually, you do. You file, you get a permit for it. Lots of people have them. He said you can't just have a flamethrower. Well, you can. You can buy one off the shelf. What they deem an assault weapon, what was used in the Nashville school shooting, is exactly not quite the same rounds, as big of a rounds as the 1907 Winchester rifle that was sold via Sears Roebuck in the mail. Okay, so they're lying about everything when it comes to that. And let me remind everybody, because if it weren't for the Second Amendment, you would likely be lined up and shot, okay? That's what the Second Amendment was for. If people weren't allowed to be armed, there would be gulags in the United States and many, many, many government-sponsored murders of political activists. That's the way it works. That's what I got, Stu.
Do you know my favorite patch of Uncle Ken's on his flak jacket for his motorcycle club?
No, I don't.
It says Jane Fonda is a bitch. But
well, if you go to the Rob is Right website, you'll see where she threw her big breast in my face one night and I threw a drink on her. After I admired her breast, then I threw a drink on her.
Well, I just wanted to share this story. Piers Morgan did an interview with Richard Dawkins. Richard Dawkins is one of the new atheists, has made his career off criticizing Christianity and his desire for us to be a more enlightened atheist society. And you would imagine...
Yeah, a more enlightened society that aborts 1 million children a month and cuts the penises off men and sews breasts on them. Okay, I got you. I got you, Richard. Okay. I got the picture.
Well, and he ended up apologizing to the trans community because he asked the question. He dared to ask the question of Rachel Dolezal. She wants to identify as a Black woman despite being a white woman. Isn't that similar to how you know, trans individuals want to identify as a separate gender. You know, why are we attacking Rachel Dolezal when we are very open towards trans individuals? And then he had to apologize because that was insensitive to the trans community. So,
well, he might have called it insensitive, but it's really genocide, remember?
I mean, I'm surprised Jocelyn Berry hasn't tried to shoot him. But Dawkins is essentially asked a few questions regarding various Islamic issues that have come up, like ISIS war brides who then want to return back to England after fighting with ISIS, you know, a radical Islamic terror group. And, you know, the fact that Salman Rushdie was attacked and, you know, critically wounded by essentially another terrorist attack done on him to silence him for criticizing Islam. And Dawkins just refuses to answer. And then when Piers starts to explain it to him, he says, oh, I know, I'm just not going to comment. And then, you know, you'll see in the clip.
Big debate about this ISIS bride, Shamima Begum, whether she should be allowed to come back to this country. Do you have a view about that?
I'd rather not say.
You'd rather not say?
I haven't studied it enough.
Well, she was married to an ISIS fighter.
I know.
She was a young, but she was 15 when she went out there. The debate really is, was she groomed to be part of this terror group in Syria? And as such, should we show mercy and allow her back to this country?
Yes, I'm not going to say about that.
Are you worried about, did you get threats because of the positions you've taken on some of these things?
Yeah.
When you saw what happened to Salman Rushdie?
Yeah.
Didn't send a shudder through? Yeah. Are you saying no, you don't want to talk about it? Or
yes.
Right. I mean, that's interesting in itself. Because there are areas which you would prefer not to discuss.
Yes. I should have said that before we started.
Yeah. No, but listen, I think it's sad that you can't. I don't think anything should be off limits in interviews with people like you. Mm. The whole point of the world's smartest thinkers is we ought to be able to have free and open debate. But I don't think we do, because people use murderous retribution against free speech.
It's just an example of the cowardice, where at one point in time, if you said Richard Dawkins, it had some weight to it. Now it doesn't have any.
Yeah, he was the British guy on Family Feud and in Hogan's Heroes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Richard Dawkins.
Richard Dawson.
Dawson.
But it is the problem of the age where people are too afraid to engage in debate regarding these issues that have a lot of different wheels going on and a lot of different nuance. And, you know, there's a lot to be said about both sides of a debate.
And well, they're afraid because they think the left is going to attack them.
And he's effectively gun-shy because he's experienced it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sad. I mean, you are more than happy to endure the criticisms of the Christian community, but now you hide away from the world.
That's because the Christian community is not going to kill him like these other people are. When you have to shut down other people's speech because you can't make an effective argument against the other people's speech, you have a rotten argument and you're a loser.
Right on. But that's all I had for today.
Peace, my brother.
Later.
See you.
That's problematic!